character or plot, which is the driver of story? Some people say one, some say the other. They're divided schools of thought. But they end up with some people saying plot drives character change, and some say that changes in growth and character are what drive plot. Well, in Dramatica, we don't see either one of those as the driver of a story. Instead, we see something called justification as the driver of both character and plot.
If you look at there being, in the world, problems, before you have problems, what have you got? You've got what we call an inequity. The easiest one to see is an inequity between a person and their environment. When you have someone that wants something a certain way, and things are not that way, it's not the fault of the environment, and it's not the fault of the person for wanting it differently. That's just a natural progression of the person's experience and a natural progression of the way things happen. Neither one is a problem by itself. The person by themselves are operating just fine, and the environment by itself is operating just fine. But in between the person and the environment, they aren't compatible with each other, what the person wants and what the environment has to offer. Could be that you don't have enough money to buy something. Could be that you lost your leg, you know, physical thing happens and you want to be a dancer. Well, okay, you know, difficult. Now the question is, at that point, when you have this inequity, you have no way really of determining where the best place to try and resolve that inequity to make things come into balance is. Do you change what you want, or do you change the way things are? Well, it's a coin toss. Where are you going to put it and say, this is the one I'm going to try to budge? That becomes where you think the solution can be found, and also where you believe the problem to be. So a problem occurs not because it's actually there, but because you make a determination that this is where I'm going to try to resolve the inequity. Now, why don't we do both at the same time? Why do we try to change our minds at the same time we try to change things the way we want them? It's not a good survival tactic. People who did that did not survive until today. Their line has been wiped out. The reason is that if you change what you want, you're lowering your motivation. At the same time, you're trying to accomplish something. And if you lower your motivation at the same time you accomplish something, you have less and less drive to finish what you started, and by the time it gets to changing, you don't even want it anymore. And so it's really a waste of your time. So you need to make a judgment as to whether you're going to try and change the item or to just come to terms with it or focus on something else. Well, I want that, I can't have it, forget it, I'll go after this I can have. You know, that's a way you can change yourself, by changing your focus. Now, the minute that you assign a problem, you've created a blind spot, because you've already determined that there's one way you're not going to try to solve the problem, whichever one it is. And when you determine that that's not going to be a way to solve the problem, if a solution appears there, you don't see it. You don't see it because you're looking elsewhere.
Or you don't even consider it as a possible solution.
Yeah, you don't even see it as a solution. You just, you know, it's there, but you never consider that it might be a solution. You don't give any consideration to that because your consideration is elsewhere. That's how the process of justification works at its very first level of justification. And there are four levels of justification.